we have discussed, the different names of Manu, the father of man, in different lineage, there are different Manus, and the present Manu is Vaivarshaka Manu. Out of the 14 Manus, now it is 8 Manu is going at the present moment. That means this is about 1 o'clock in the day of Brahma. Just past noon, it is going to be afternoon. And during Brahma's sleeping time, all these planets will be, not annihilated, but inundated. Devastation, with water. So after the finishing of these 14 Manus, there will be evening, night, and there will be devastation. And half of this universe, up to the sun planet, or above that, everything will be covered with water. Instead of air, there will be water. Then again, there will be again, this is Khanda Prala. And Mahapala means when Brahma dies, then everything is finished. So, these 14 Manus we have mentioned yesterday. Now, Jivavata. Jivavata means, just like there are 4 Jivas, Satta, Trita, Dapar, Kali. The ages of each of Juga, we have mentioned already. Now, in the Satya Yuga, when the Juga avatar comes, he is white. He is high griva in the Satya Yuga. As white as our Sadhu Brahmacharya. Yes, he is white. And Rakta, Shukla Rakta Krishna Pita Kame Chari Varma. In the Satya Yuga, when the incarnation of Juga avatar comes, his complexion is white. And the next Yuga, Trita Yuga, the complexion is red. And the next Yuga, Dapar Yuga, the complexion is black. Krishna. And the next Kali Yuga, the complexion is yellow. Lord Chaitanya is yellow. Krishna Vannam Sikha Krishna Sanga Panga Saparsadam Jagdani Sankirtanai Pravi Jajanti Hishmei Nasa. In this age, Kali Yuga, this is the Yuga Avatar, Lord Chaitanya. And his description is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam 5,000 years before. It was mentioned that Krishna Varnam. Krishna Varnam means he is in the category of Krishna, San Krishna. You can take the meaning of Krishna Varnam like this. Varnam means a caste or classification. So, he is in the classification of the Supreme Lord, Krishna. Or, if you don't take that meaning, then Krishna Varnam means he is always chanting Krishna. Krishna Varnayati. Varnayati means chant. The Krishna Varnam always engages in Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. So this is the first feature. The symptoms of the Yugavata of this age is given like this, Krishna Varna. As we can say that he is Varnayati. Varnayati means describing only Krishna. Lord Chaitanya preached, his preaching, mission was, Arādhya Bhagavān Vrajasatanaya Krishna. Krishna is the only worshipable object. and was always chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. This is the first hint of Prabhupada says. Krishna Varnam, Pisa Krishna, by complexion, he is Akrishna, Akrishna, not Krishna, not black. Not black, you may check. If not black, then as there are four colors, so he may be white, he may be red, he may be yellow. Now, out of these three colors, that in the Satyayuga, white is already done, and in the Tritayuga, red is already appeared. Then the balance is Sita, Krishna is also done. Then the Sita, the yellow, so therefore his color is very golden color, yellow. Lord Chaitanya's complexion, not exactly white like your hue, but he was golden color. Golden with yellowish tint. A very nice complexion, Lord Chaitanya. His name is Gauranga. Gauranga means white complexion. Gauranga. Another name. Gaurasundara. Very beautiful. The Krishna Vannam Tisha Krishnam Sangha Tisha Tisha means by complexion of Krishna, not Krishna. Only is Krishna, but his complexion is not Krishna. Then next, Krishna Vannam Tisha Krishnam Sangha Panga Kriparsadam is always accompanied by his associates. You see in the picture, there is Nityananda Prabhu, there is Advaita Prabhu, there is Sivar, and all else. From the beginning, when he was a child, not child, when he was a boy, he started the Sankirtan movement, you see the picture, he started. And throughout all, so long he lived, he was present on this world. That was, he was surrounded by this Hare Krishna party. Sangapangasapalsana. This is the Guru-avatar of this age. Now, Kalu in this age, especially me. Now, how to worship him? Does he require any grandeur, any throne, or any decoration? No, nothing. Anywhere and everywhere you can worship. How? Sankirtana. Picture. If the picture of Lord Chaitanya, with his associates, this, as picture we are painting, we have got, at any part of the world, you sit down and go on chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Very nice. No expense, no anything. This is the recommendation for this. Therefore, this picture and this sound vibration should be praised all over the world. And rest assured there will be peace and prosperity. This will be the mission of the society, Krishna consciousness. This is Lord Chaitanya's mission. He ordered, Bharat Bhumite Manushya Janma Haila Jaha Janma Sarthak Kari Paro Paropakar. Paropakar means do good to others. You are born in Bharatvarsha. You are not meant for exploiting others. You are meant for doing good to others. That is it. Paropakar. Paropakar means do good to others. Bharatvarsha is specially mentioned. Arad Bhumite Manushya Janma Haila Jaha. Bharatvarsha. In this land of Bharatvarsha, one who has taken his birth as a human being. Human beings, I'm not talking, Lord Chaitanya says, I'm not talking of others, less than human beings. Anyone who has taken his birth as human being. Janma sarthak kari. Janma sarthak, how to make your life perfect? Now, just to become Krishna conscious. So, he advised every Indian that this is the mission of Indian mission. Because in this age, all over the world, there will be hopelessness. Now this mission should be started from India. That was his prediction. This mission should be started and the Indians should take responsibility for starting this mission all over the world and they will be happy. There is too much unhappiness in this age and by spreading this mission there will be happiness. That is his prediction. So, it is not a manufactured thing, we are just following the footprints of Lord Chaitanya. So, let us follow it nicely. There will be a prosperity all over the world. So, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, there is quotation, when Krishna was born, it is a system, a Vedic system. There are 10 kinds of samskar, reformation. And how much careful this baby civilization is that a child will be born and is taken care of since the day of the, joining, conjugation of the father and mother. How much they were expecting that a good son will come and he is so good that the society will be happy, and the country will be happy, the world will be happy. Never they prescribe unwanted children as cats and dogs. No. So therefore there was Garvahadhan Sanskar. Before the father and mother conjugate, there is ceremony, Garvahadhan, for the higher caste. The higher caste were made, not artificially. They had to follow all 9 great principles. Then they are caste. Not by rubber stamp, just like Gandhi wanted to do, taking the Bhangis, the sweepers, and rubber stamp in Harija. No. This is a process. Everyone is open to become a Harija, but not by rubber stamp, but by training. The training is required. People are avoiding the training and simply speculating in the mind, foolishness. How the world can improve? There must be training. Without training, simply as simple by mental speculation, one can make any good. You have to work. If you want to go to California, you have to go there. And simply I'm thinking I'm going to California. Is that? No. So similarly, actually, if you want peace, then you have to work. The process is there. Everyone, the process is open for everyone. But you have to take it. Otherwise, it is not possible. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya says, Manushya Janasya, Janmas Akta Kuri. You first of all, make yourself perfect. Then preach. Don't become yourself nonsense. And you will become a preacher. So, Apani Acharya Prabhu Jivirishika. Preacher must be in his life perfect, then he can become a preacher. If I smoke, how can I say that you do not smoke? Then now, the modern days is, what I do, that you may not do. What I say, you do. Why should I call you? Is that not me? So Lord Chaitanya therefore says, Janma Sarthak Kari. So, when Krishna was born, of course, he is pure, he is God, but the social and the scripture rules and regulations were followed. So, when a child is born, the astrologer is God. Still, that system is followed. But due to the Kali Yuga, the astrologer has also become a false. And this has become a formality. Somebody is falling, somebody is not falling. As soon as the child is born, he'll find Maharaj Parikshit as soon as he was born. His grandfather, Maharaj Yudhishthir, called for astrologer. This is called Jatakarma. Just after the child is born, this astrologer will come and we see the moment, the astronomical situations, make a horoscope, and then immediately his future activities, everything is clear in it. So this child is born in a certain such moment, he will be like this and this and that will be. You'll be surprised. Not surprised, this is calculation. In my horoscope, it is written that at the age of 70 years, he'll go across the sea. It is written. And there are so many things. So, this astrologer was so accurate. About the horoscope, not here, is somewhere I saw. It's clearly written there. But this time, he'll go across the sea. The circumstances become so that they have come. That's why he's so nice. So when Krishna was born, the same principle was followed. Astrologer was called for. And there is a good astrologer. And the great astrologer, the famous astrologer, who came to see Krishna's birth affair, he was Garga Muni. His name was Garga Muni. Yes. So that Garga Muni and by astrology said to Krishna's father, Nanda Maharaj, this boy, this child who is born as your son, he had three callers before. Asambhanasrayo yasra. This child had three callers before. I see. Just see the astrology. From astrology he says that he has three callers before. That means God. He has three callers before. Gurnato anujivantanu. According to the age, according to the millennium, he has three other callers. Shukla Rakta Satha Pita Idamin Krishna Tangataha. He had white collar and red collar and yellow collar. Idamin, just now, he has assumed this black one. So this was the astronomical calculation of Krishna. But Sattva-yoga dhyana-dharma karaya Shukla-murti dhari. Now, Shukla-murti, that's twice incarnation of God. He will teach to people the incarnation of God. Why does he come? That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Yada-jada-hi-dharma-sarjani-bhavati tada-atmanam-sijama. The incarnation of God comes when there is discrepancy all over the world about religious principle, same concept. So, Lord Caitanya says that in the Satya Yuga, this incarnation of God in white color, he frees meditation. Therefore, meditation is for the Satya Yuga. Satya Yuga means when 10% people are pure, that is called Satya Yuga. And Trita Yuga means that 75% are pure, 25% is pure. And Dwapara Yuga means 50%. 50% pure and 50%. And Kali Yuga means 75% impure and 25% nearly pure. Which is Kali. And we are thinking we are advancing. That's a foolish illusion. They are less than 25% pure. They do not know what is purity. And they think that they are advancing in civilization. Civilization means to purify. The aliens means advance. And what do I advance? Advance in eating? Advance in sleeping? No. Advance in purification. They are called aliens. And the most advanced purified is called the Brahmin. Less than that, the Kshatriya. Less than that, Vaishya. Less than that, the Shudra. And less than that, the Sannyasi. This is the classification of human society. Now, what is that classification? Due to this purity. Who is pure? Pure, purer, purer, and purer. Unless we become purest, we cannot approach Krishna. So here it is said, Satkuriti Dhyana Karma, this dhyana, this meditative meditation, they were all pure, still to become purest. Dhyana Karma. Sukkur, Kartam ke Bordila Jeho Kripakari. And he restored some blessings to Kardam Muni. Kardam Muni, the great prominent speaker, and he worshipped this incarnation of God, and he was blessed with a son. He was also incarnation of God. Kapil Muni, he is also incarnation of God. And he preached the Sankha philosophy originally. Later on, in the just in the Kali Yuga, there is an imitation Sankha philosophy. So there are two Sankha philosophy, atheistic and non-atheistic. The atheistic Sankha philosophy you will find in the Srimad Bhagavatam, preached by Kapil. His name was Kapil Muni, son of Kardam and Devahuti. His mother's name was Devahuti, his father's name was Kardam. So this Kardam's name is mentioned here. Krishna dhyana kare loka jnana adhikari sitar dhanma yogya paraya rakta vanna pari. Now, anyway, Satya Yuga, the people were trained to meditate on Krishna. Now, 100,000 of years, they used to live 100,000 of years. That's why we cannot, our limit is 100 years only. Similarly, in the Satya Yuga, the limit of living was 100,000 of years. And people would meditate, there are 50, meditate some 50,000 of years, 50,000 of years. 50,000 of years. Just like Valmiki Muni. Valmiki Muni meditated for 50,000 of years. And then he wrote Ramayana. So Ramayana is not an ordinary book. Therefore Ramayana is so much popular. Before the appearance of Rama, he wrote Ramayana, all the activities of Rama. So this Valmiki Muni. And what this Valmiki Muni was? This Valmiki Muni was a dacoit, a plunderer. He used to plunder innocent men on the road, kill him and take everything. That was his business. But by chance, he was associated with Narad Muni and he rectified. This is the process. When a devotee is in a deprived like Narad Muni, he becomes Narad Muni elevated so many fallen souls. This is Valmiki Muni was also. So, he was given this mantra, Rama. He could not chant it. Then he was advised to get to opposite Mara. Mara means dead body. So Mara, 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 three Mara means one Rama. In this way, you are initiated, and with a great stage, for 60,000 of years, he meditated simply on Rama, 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 Rama. And when he was liberated, he wrote this Rama. So that is the function of the Sitar. And Sitar, Sitar, Dharma, Yajna,
कृतार्थ धर्म यज्ञ कराए
Satya Yoga, this meditation is possible, not in this age. Therefore, those who are initiating the process of the Satya Yoga, they are simply wasting time. That's all. That's not recommended. Nobody can meditate in this age. Kīte jad bhāyato viṣṇu trītāyam yajato makai. There are different yugas, millennium, and there are different prophets. In this age, this is the process. Kalau saṅkīrta harikistana. Simply chant. Examine anywhere, everywhere, and go on chanting. As it is fallen or rising, that doesn't matter. Just like if you go to a doctor, he has got different kinds of medicine, different kinds of treatment. There is no question of being hopeless. If we follow the injunction given in this upright scriptures, then even in this Kali Yuga, we can attain perfection. And the process is this. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. Thank you, Rama. Any questions?